Stuart Gordon's Castle Freak.
There's somebody else here! There's somebody in the castle!
What's up, guys? It's Katie Hettenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast where we chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what? Scary movies, obviously. It's a silly, haha, goofy time. We shoot the shit, we spoil. But either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Whoa. Just like home.
Yeah, is this... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to... That was like PTSD at all.
No, not at all. No, okay, it was, feel familiar.
Familiar,
comfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Of course, we might have to...
You rigged that to your chair?
Yeah.
That's great.
Right? It's, you gotta have special effects.
You gotta.
And you're probably like, who the heck is this? This guy.
The real ones know.
The real ones know. If you don't, are you living under a rock? Or should I say under a castle?
Hey.
Hey.
The Gordheads know. The freaks know. They're the like my Lady Gaga's.
Yes.
Like her little monsters.
Yes.
The little freaks know.
Little freaks. Oop. I farted. He was in a little movie called Castle Freaks.
Freak.
Sorry.
Yeah,
because sorry. Because you have a comedy show.
Yes.
And I would say even a comedy talk show as well called Cackle Freaks with an S.
With an S.
So that's why.
That's why.
And then he goes by the Cackle Freak dead name.
Giorgio is my Italian dungeon.
Yes. But it's the Cackle Freak himself.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, it's great to meet a fan.
Good. Thanks for crawling out of the gutter for us.
Yeah, thank you. No, I've no gutter lately.
Yeah. Huge.
Yeah.
Congrats. So, oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's just the streets now.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I was under the dome, and now that's changing. So, currently in transit.
That's amazing. So are you, I know you were in this movie, obviously, but in general,
yeah.
Are you a horror fan?
Yeah, I think I came to horror early on in my life.
Yeah.
Just personally, the movie is based on this Lovecraft story called The Outsider.
Okay.
About someone who is in a basement, trapped and chained, and then sees their reflection in a mirror and is so horrified, and that's just the end of it. So
yeah.
I had a similar, I responded to material in a similar way.
Yeah.
Because most of my life I've looked this way, so I feel like horror's always been intrinsically tied to me.
Yes.
But watching it, no, I came into that kind of after the fact when I started doing cons and meeting the fans of the movie, and now I really appreciate it.
That's good, because it seemed like it was, I mean, we're talking about, obviously, Cackle Freak. 1995.
Five. Yes.
All right. I was nine.
Big year for movies.
Big year too. For movies. Oh my God. But yeah, you were. I'm honestly glad that you decided to wear clothes today. So thank you.
Yeah. No, I normally do wear clothes. That's
huge.
How they found me.
Okay.
When Charles Band first bought the castle, because Charles Band owned the castle.
Mm-hmm.
I was down there pretty much in costume already. But since that movie, yeah, most of the time fully clothed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah,
for
thank you.
How would you explain this movie to somebody who's never seen it before?
It's a movie about like a family coming together, brotherhood,
mm-hmm.
Just the beauty of Italy. It's definitely a horror movie. I think Barbarian and a lot of movies like Shadow of the Vampire took a lot of influences from Castle Freak. See,
mm-hmm.
I even do it.
Yes, right.
But it's basically a family inherits a 13th century castle,
mm-hmm.
Barbara Crampton, Jeffrey Combs, and they go there with their blind daughter. And unbeknownst to them, his stepbrother, me, is trapped naked in the basement, and he's a freak. And the movie takes off from there.
Yeah, my first thought was, why didn't you check the basement when you were getting rid of the place?
I was pretty... Like right there on the off ramp of the basement. It's the first door.
Yeah, I feel like it's hard to miss.
It's really hard to miss.
Also, I'm assuming you're like yelling
a lot.
To
the point, there's lore about like a ghost baby of me crying all the time.
So they did not hear you. They just they
yeah.
So rude.
They didn't hear me in real life, yeah. But in the movie, that was something I questioned.
Yeah.
I had not issues with the script, but I had things I asked about, and that was something. Like, there was a cat door at my cage. Didn't have a cat door.
Which is crazy. But then, you know, you did end up eating the cat.
Yeah, I did. And I didn't eat that cat.
Okay, yeah, because it was...
I've had cats, yes, not that cat. That was a stage cat. It was a compliance set.
Totally. Yeah, you don't... PETA. No.
Come after Castle Freak. Okay. No.
But Freak, maybe, is you specifically.
It's a cultural thing.
Yeah. And if it's good, do you have a preference of cat that you like to eat?
Tabby.
Tabby? Okay, yeah, why?
Yeah. Just a little less gamey.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I didn't, they tried to serve me cat on set.
And you're like, hey, like, I don't want to offend the cat.
I think they were trying not to offend me.
Okay.
As a freak. It was like that scene in Galaxy Quest where they're serving, like, Alan Rickman, like, mm-hmm. bugs because they think he's an alien.
Yeah, okay.
Like, they saw me. I said I liked Cacio-Pepe, and they thought that was just a way of, like, using a cat in a pasta dish.
And
I had to stop them before that because they wanted to use that cat after we rapped on him.
And you're like, no, guys.
No. Cat's fine.
Cat's fine.
Long dead, but cat was
long
fine.
Long dead, but yeah. Not because you ate it.
Not because of me or production.
Yeah.
Yeah, production is clean.
Huge, because in Hollywood these days, you don't know.
You don't know.
You don't know how those
especially back then, it was Wild West of movie making. We shot that in a month. So.
A month? Wow.
1 month. Yeah.
And were you down, like, how was filming for you there?
Cozy. I knew the set better than anyone else.
Yeah.
You know, it was technically my castle.
Yeah.
And then Charles bought it, and that's when he found me in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was double duty as the lead, title of the movie, location manager, mm-hmm. kind of showing people the ropes around the town.
Yeah.
But I was comfortable. Everyone stayed in the castle.
Oh, wow. That's
so
nice.
It was a real, like, summer camp type of shoot. Oh,
fun.
Yeah.
And, like, in between takes, were you, like, joking around with the cast, or was it just like...
Yeah, lots. I was trying to do bits. You know, I hadn't seen people in a while. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they landed a lot. You know, I spoke more in the original cut. They ADR'd a lot of me, so a lot of screaming you hear was post-production.
Yeah, I was going to say, you, you didn't speak then. Was that, like, did you actually not speak, or did you learn afterwards how to speak?
I didn't have as much English. I didn't speak English.
Okay.
Like, when I went to Hollywood after this, they did beat the accent out of me.
Got it. Okay.
It comes out when I'm in traffic, but, like, for the most part.
You got it, yeah.
They said, you will not get a part looking the way you do if you also have this really harsh Italian accent.
And it is Italian. Wow. It's like.
Yeah. You can hear it in some of the takes. Like, when I'm in the basement mm-hmm. with Rebecca... And I'm, like, shoving that photo of me as a child in her face.
Yeah.
In a blind girl's face.
Yes.
I start trying to talk, and they lowered the mic a bit. But that was a few lines of dialogue I had.
Okay, I have to go back and rewatch that, because I think I feel like subtitles picked it up.
They did?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, is that, like, a new remaster?
I think so, yeah. Right. They remastered, okay.
Physical media.
There might be a 4K Steelbook coming out.
I hope. I saw Barbarian just got it, so...
you're next. You
it's
have
a moment
to be.
For freaks.
You gotta. I mean, they already had their moment. You need to have, like, a resurgence.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's been long. You know, Reanimator just had their 40th anniversary.
Exactly.
Castle Freak, I think, is due its moment. You know, the show, the Cackle Freaks has been great for just getting the word out.
Yeah. What made you want to get into comedy?
You know... You live in L.A. long enough, mm-hmm. The auditions, you know, especially post-COVID, they start dwindling, and comedy just starts, it's the only thing that will say yes, you know, if you can pay for enough classes or if you can find a venue, mm-hmm. and similar to Castle Freak, because mm-hmm. that movie was made because Charles' band owned a castle, told Stuart Gordon, he had a poster already made because he had found me, commissioned a poster, wrote Castle Freak on it.
Okay.
Stuart Gordon came into his office and said, what's our next movie? And he said, well, I've got a castle and a freak. Can you write a movie about a castle and a freak? And he went from there. So similarly, I met a producer mm-hmm. here in L.A., and he had a show booked at the Lyric, and I was outside the Lyric trying to find ways in or if there was a basement mm-hmm. there. And he basically said, well, I've got a theater. Now I've got a freak. And then the rest was history.
Amazing.
And I got in the comedy.
Amazing. That's huge. Good for you.
Thank you.
And it's been going well.
Yeah, it's improv. So it's high art.
Highbrow.
Highbrow.
And you did one of your first shows, you had Barbara Crampton on.
We did.
And I was that, like, did you guys reminisce? Did you guys reconcile? Because I feel like, you know, obviously, I mean, the movie, you didn't have a great relationship in the movie. You know, how was that in person?
It was a serious, you know, we tried to have fun, but it was a serious shoot.
Yeah.
You know, most of Stuart's material was like more tongue-in-cheek or comedy.
Mm-hmm.
He ran that set like a very serious business. This is hardcore horror, so wasn't as much of a chance. You know, I heard her and Jeffrey had more of a shorthand. They had done a lot more bits on From Beyond and Reanimator. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it was good to see her again. No, that was great.
Good.
We hadn't kept up over the years as much.
Mm-hmm. But obviously she remembered you.
She remembered me.
Amazing.
It's kind of hard to forget.
Right? I mean, I thank God she did, right? That'd be weird.
Thank God.
It'd be awkward.
No, and that really helped launch a show. I mean, everyone loves Barbara, so her being our first guest was huge. Then we had Kelly Maroney from Chopping Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew Patrick Davis, who was the mother in Barbarian.
Amazing.
So good freak representation there.
Yeah.
And then it's just been David S. Malshin, David Howard Forden, like great guests.
Good, if your name people. Is David,
you'll be in Cackle Freaks.
You'll be in Cackle Freaks.
And, we'll get you.
And we'll find eventually, you. We'll find you. Well, yeah. If he doesn't, I will.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I got you.
All the help I can get.
I got you, dog. I got you. I'm impressed that you made it here. Also, you're known for your monster.
Yes.
Is it because you too are kind of a monster?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
It is kind of like a pun. Like, you don't drink anything else, or are you sponsored?
I would love to be sponsored. So, Cackle Freaks, sponsored by Monster Energy Drink.
Ugh.
If that happens, can I get that footage?
Yes, I got you.
Cool.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah,
thank
yeah.
you.
And where should I send it to?
Our Instagram page.
You're kind of like a nomad.
Yeah, I'm a physical nomad.
Yes.
Digital parked at an Instagram
Correct.
Page.
Yes.
That's the way to reach me.
That's
it's Instagram. Not digital nomad.
Digital nomad.
Physical nomad.
Physical nomad. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Of course.
So please send it over there. But no, you know, just you know, trash begets trash. So you know, just I drink this just to stay alert.
Yeah.
Shows are normally late at night,
mm-hmm.
so it helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the movie, mm-hmm. you obviously have been trapped. In the basement dungeon
yes.
of the castle
yes.
for so long, yet you have the strength of a superhero, if you will. What were you doing in there to, you know, keep yourself active?
It was a lot of free body workouts, just like using my own body weight.
Totally.
They got easier because I rapidly lost weight down there. So
yeah, I was going to say, you're not eating much.
Not much.
But you're absolutely jacked.
Yes. I mean, jacked, starved.
Yeah.
There's
but
a fine line
it's like,
between them.
Yeah, it's, yeah, anyways, keep going.
There was, you'll see in the movie, there was mm-hmm. this like a stalactite thing that water was dripping down. So that was most of my, I was very hydrated.
Yes.
And there was good salt content on that stalactite.
Okay. So it was kind of, it was a salt lick.
Yeah, it was a salt lick. I would do my salt lick. I do some push-ups. You know, those are nature's electrolytes.
Yeah.
So I tried bugs, stray cats, anything I could find. That kind of kept me in shape. And it was good because when the movie started, I was already ready to go.
Yeah, totally. And
yeah.
you were prepped and ready. And I wrote, in my notes, I was like, wow, you saw a woman being eaten out and you said, but what if I actually ate her?
Yeah.
And that was crazy.
Really?
That's kind of crazy.
It was quirky.
It was quirky. You're like, this is quirky. I mean, you are a quirky guy. I feel like if you personally had an Instagram bio, it'd be like, I'm a quirky guy.
I like that.
Yeah.
I would change that Instagram bio.
Yeah.
All right. I'm a quirky guy. you know, I think you always got to delineate. And I said this to Stuart because, as I said, this was my life story.
Mm-hmm.
About being found, initially being in the basement.
Yeah.
And then he crafted this beautiful movie about, you know, family healing and trauma. And I approached a character from, he has this hunger for human connection.
Mm-hmm.
And that hunger can sometimes just get a little ahead of its skis.
Mm-hmm.
And that hunger comes from, he's trying to fit in. He sees this brother he's always wanted to have.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to mimic what he thinks you're supposed to do. So there is like a child. Like naivety
mm-hmm.
to the freak in that movie.
Yeah.
Because I told Stuart, like, this isn't me.
Yeah.
Like I fundamentally disagree with this interpretation of
totally,
me.
Totally.
This is the castle freak, not the cackle.
Yes. And you're freak. Like cackle fucks.
Yeah. Cackle fucks.
Yeah.
Cackle, you know, the only part of me that was not prosthetic was the dancing girdle.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I just want to clarify that for the record.
Thank you. Yeah.
I do have a penis.
Huge.
That's huge.
Wow.
I didn't say that. Thank you. Appreciate that. Nice shout out on the pod. We have fun here.
We have fun here on the pod, and I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. Oh my God. Did you have a favorite moment or scene in the movie to film?
The film.
Or like something that you maybe wanted to, you're like, oh, I wish I was in that scene. Because you weren't in it, but you weren't like, it's called Castle Freak,
sure.
But it's not about you.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not about me. It's definitely about Jeffrey and Barbara's marriage and the child, Rebecca, the blind kid, and I'm that nexus point for all of their trauma to work through is the freak arriving in their life. So they had some really meaty scenes. It would have been great to get in there, as I said, if I had more dialogue. It would have been a little fun.
Mm-hmm.
It would have helped with my reel because I didn't have much to work on just to show people that I could speak. A lot of people thought I was nonverbal, which I get.
Which totally,
I totally get.
From seeing that, you're like, wow. That's,
I think I taught.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have been in that scene where Barbara and Jeffrey, like, they're just going at it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would have been fun to kind of be in the background of that scene. Because they're having this very serious conversation where Barbara tells him she wishes he were dead. Like, you should have, God didn't punish you by killing you in that car accident, so I'm going to punish you.
Mm-hmm.
It's this very deep, meaty scene between these two hurt people.
Uh-huh.
And I wish the movie could have had a little more levity, because I think if I'd been kind of like spider crawling around the ceiling in the background of that shot.
I think that would have made it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you would do? Or like, you do like a kind of a comedy thing where you're like brush your teeth. You're like, oh, sorry.
I'm in frame.
Wrong room, sorry.
Something like that would have been fun.
Yeah, right?
I was pitching ideas like that of, can I be a bit more of a, the audience is laughing, but something deeply serious can still happen in the foreground of the shot.
Yeah, kind of, again, giving a barbarian where you're like, you see,
Yes.
Okay.
It was, you know, that movie, and I think some of my instincts were a little ahead of their time, but I'm glad we got there with movies like Barbarian. And I'm hopeful for the future of freak movies.
Yeah. I mean, we need a sequel.
They did a remake.
They did?
Was not asked to be a part of that.
Well, that's... So, in that, I guess, do you have any plans for, like, revenge?
Well, I die at the end of that movie.
I know, but...
There could always... It's tough.
The dead never stay dead.
The dead never stay dead.
So...
Especially in Italy.
Yes.
Yes.
They always come back.
They always come back. I had worked on a treatment once for Son of Castle Freak.
Okay.
Problem I ran into after I spent about 2 years writing that script was I forgot in that movie that they clearly showed my dick was ripped off.
Oh, okay.
So that was a little DOA and broke my heart a little bit. But hey, if there's any writers out there who got a fresh Castle Freak requel, is that what they call them?
Yeah, I guess that would be,
Or revival. Like, where it's a spiritual sequel, but ignores you. Yeah, I would love that for Castle Freak.
Why not?
Get Barbara back in there. Let's get Jeffrey back in there.
Let's get everybody back, but you don't acknowledge that time has passed.
Yeah, don't acknowledge. You know, Jeffrey's dead, too. Don't acknowledge he died in that movie.
No.
We both, it was just, a head concussion.
Yeah. Ooh, oh, no, it's a different movie. It's
fine. Boo-boo. Like, I got so many boo-boos. I'm fine.
Yeah, you got a lot of boo-boos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to?
I can touch it?
Yeah,
oh my God. Whoa.
It's dry.
It is dry. It's very dry. It's actually very
dry. I stay dry for this.
which again, huge.
Because I drool a lot in the movie. People think I'm a drooler. I've gone to dinner parties where someone gave me a bib.
Because they're expecting you to be just damp.
Yeah. And I thought, oh.
And understandable, because like your teeth are showing and it's like you do have like a little bit of like the side cleft lip.
But
and,
you know, not everyone with a cleft lip needs to wear a bib. That's going to drool everywhere.
That's true. And you know
what? Very offensive.
And that's really true.
Yeah.
That's so, you know, and that's my, you know, I apologize.
Oh, I wasn't offended by you.
Good. Okay. Thank God. No. Thank God. The internet might. I don't know.
Yeah, you may get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
Although freaks, no one stands up for us.
They don't.
No.
They really don't.
No, the discourse online is not freak friendly.
They really hate you guys.
They do. Yeah.
Why? And why do you think that is?
You know, people hate the different,
mm-hmm.
especially different but familiar. And I think freaks, we're not mythical creatures. I wasn't born a freak. You become a freak.
Yes.
Like a werewolf.
Yes.
Except instead of, it's mostly just for like.
Trauma.
Trauma. Yeah. You become a freak for being beaten with so much trauma, you just become a freak.
Yeah.
So I think people just don't like that mirror being hung, like put up in front of them.
Totally.
With freaks. And makes it tough.
Yeah, because they're like, maybe I'm the freak.
Maybe inside. I'm the freak.
Everybody has got a freak inside of them, you know?
Everyone's got a little freak inside of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think the more people talk about that little freak in them, the more we can have these conversations and realize that we're just like you.
Yeah, you really are.
Yeah.
So outside of acting, what do you like to do?
What do I like to do outside of acting?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't act as much. I mostly host now.
Okay, yeah.
I would like to get back into acting. I try to write.
Okay.
Like
journaling or like screenplays?
Screenplays.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I try to write.
Has anything taken off?
It was really the one thing. You know, I don't want to be that cliche of calling myself a screenwriter and I've only written one script in 25 years.
Totally.
But,
I mean, it's tough.
But I will be. I will be that cliche. Yes. I've written one script. No one's seen it outside of a few friends, but I am a screenwriter. Just looking for anyone, you know, specs are big right now.
Mm-hmm.
Obsession, Backrooms.
Right.
Castle Freak's not expensive.
He's not.
$500K, and that first movie.
And maybe a cat.
And maybe a cat. As a pet.
As a pet. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, you know?
Or the reason you had a dog in the studio today, not
that's,
a cat.
That's true. Yeah. I knew you ate cats, and I was like, Amber, our producer, was like, can I bring in my cat? And I was like, don't. It's a safety concern.
I can control myself.
I know.
It's
but
distracting.
Just, it's distracting. And it's like, you're, you know, you might start, that might make you start
I
drooling.
Would have maybe started drooling.
Yeah.
And that's involuntary.
Yeah.
It's uncomfortable for you.
Yeah.
It gets me in my head. Makes everyone behind the scenes uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And I won't eat the cat, but I'm going to be thinking about it the whole time.
Yes.
So you would see me just staring off.
And then you're like, yeah, I love the movie. Cat.
Yeah. Oh, Castle Freak. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What was the question again?
I don't know. I don't even know. I'll look at my other questions I have. I don't fucking know. But you know what? I do have a question about
this.
Obviously, we talked about your workout routine, but what was your favorite pastime in the basement?
What rating is this podcast? There's only so many things you can do. There's only so many things you can do naked in that basement for years.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Next question?
Next question? Cool. Yeah. Awesome. Cool. That's nice. Good for you. You ate that cat. I got that. Yeah, I honestly, did you try to escape at all? Because I was like going to say, why did you wait so long to make any sort of movement?
Well, there was no cat door.
Yeah.
Unlike the movie. So in the real cell, just solid door, old 13th century door. Really well made. Don't make them like that anymore.
True.
Really did have a way out. My actual mother, who beat the shit out of me and left me in there, they didn't find her for a long time. So I was in there for a long time with this just impenetrable door.
Yeah.
So it wasn't until someone found her body, till the house was in escrow, till, you know, an American movie producer bought the house, that I even had a chance of getting out. I tried.
But, like, the realtor didn't even come and check? Like, isn't that, like, also you get more, like, square footage?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they check the basement?
You'd think.
People
got a blind spot for that room, it turns
clearly,
out.
Clearly. Like, that's crazy to me. Every square inch matters.
Yeah, every square inch matters. That basement, weird regulations in Italy.
Yeah,
about,
clearly.
I think a lot of it was the upkeep and whether that place was habitable because it was made in the 13th century.
That's true.
So I think there were certain areas they were trying to ignore.
Okay.
Just because that would maybe hurt their chances of getting a quick turnaround and a sale, especially they were eyeing like overseas people, like an American producer to buy it.
Totally.
So I think either people knew I was there and ignored it or just people couldn't find that room.
Okay.
But I thought about escape every day. But you just get used to your space.
Yeah, and you're like, I don't want to leave.
I don't want to leave. And then, yeah, in the movie, it looks easy. It looks obvious in the movie. I get why you say that.
Yeah,
it's so easy for me to escape in the movie. I just bite my thumb off, chains off, a few nudges on the door.
I was going to say, I'm assuming that was special effects, not your actual thumb.
I'm good. I'm good. Huge. That was creature effects.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Good.
We can't grow limbs back. So I'm saying we're not monsters.
Thank you. It's like, again, you don't like, I feel like I have to ask just in case.
No, you can ask anything because, you want to ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
the more you get the word out, the better.
Yeah, I want to make sure that people know the real you.
Thank you.
Of course. I mean, it's a great movie.
Did you enjoy the movie?
I loved it. It was so fun. It was camp.
It's very campy.
It's campy. It was. We're just gonna let a blind girl run around the castle, and.
One's keeping track of
her. No one's keeping track of her. No. And I'm like, there's so many stairs. And I just.
Except the basement's only on a ramp.
Yeah, which, sure. Why not?
Why not? She takes a huge tumble.
Yeah.
Really eats shit.
Yeah. And I also like that. I mean, again, obviously, it's your character choice. Like, the hey, I'm going to show a blind girl a photo.
Yeah.
I was like.
My intelligence is a little inconsistent there.
Yeah.
I struggled with that because for most of the movie, I'm incomprehensible. Like, I'm a child.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's like Plato's cave allegory. Like, I don't know anything, and I'm just experiencing the world.
Mm-hmm.
But there's that moment when I show her the photo where I have this, oh, you're blind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And like, you just go, got it.
Got it. And start doing a little Italian there.
Yeah.
And grumbling and giggling to myself a little bit. And that's where I thought, well, how smart am I supposed to play this guy?
Yeah.
Because from that moment onward, he seems a little more aware of what's happening. And I'm not a child who just grew into a freak.
Totally. When you initially got the script, how did you want to play the character?
I mean, I thought this was going to be initially just knowing that Stewart's work most of the time was a little more playful and a little comedic and campy.
Okay.
I just, with the brother angle, I was expecting before I opened the script, you know, when I heard his pitch about you have a brother who comes back and gets the castle and you get reconciled with each other. I thought it was going to be like a twins had come out. So I thought it was going to be like a more comedic like twins vibe of me getting to know Jeffrey. And maybe it'll be like just a comedic family romp. I was surprised.
Mm-hmm.
At just how dark the movie was.
Yeah, very dark.
Yeah.
And they were like, we're not going to give you any clothes. Except
no
when,
clothes.
Except when you're covered in bandages? And
a sheet.
And or sheet.
Yeah, I had a sheet. I rip it off the daughter when I initially get freaked out.
Yeah.
When I'm,
scurrying.
It's uncomfortable.
It. Yeah.
I'll admit.
Yeah.
It was a different time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I sneak into her room.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't seen anybody before.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a innocence to what the character's thinking and exploring and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get freaked out and I rip the sheet off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes my cape, sort of like mask shawl for a
because
section of the
you're
movie.
A superhero.
The little superhero-y. I know. The movie was ahead of its time in a lot of different ways.
I think it was.
Yeah. No, the sheet was cool. I liked the costume. I thought merchandising rights for that could have been huge.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't come to fruition. But it was fun. It gave me like a Phantom of the Opera vibe,
too. Yes, I was going to say, how do you feel about the Phantom of the Opera?
Love the Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Big fan. Do you and the Phantom talk at all?
Not as much as we used to.
Okay.
No?
Because he's big and you're like...
He's fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're touring still. Okay. Like, that never went away. Love never dies. You know, it's just... He's up there, but he... Back then, you know, it wasn't too long after Phantom had premiered.
Mm-hmm.
I was already a fan of it. I'd been hearing, you know, people who would tend to the castle and just ignore that basement.
Yep.
They would be playing Phantom when it first came out.
Okay.
So I heard... I knew the songs. I knew the music. I was a big fan. So that excited me, too. Because there felt like there was a Phantom of the Opera... Almost Beauty and the Beast. Like, the finale is very Beauty and the Beast on
absolutely.
The roof.
Yeah.
Me fighting Jeffrey. So there were a lot of influences that excited the movie.
Okay.
Or excited me about the movie.
With, in general, this movie being in the 90s, I noticed that everybody, when they first are going to the castle, they're all wearing blazers.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is the most, business casual.
I haven't really evolved past that.
Like,
it's hot as balls in LA right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you're like, and I thank
this.
You for wearing a full suit. You didn't have to, but you did.
It's all I own.
That's all you own.
Yes. It's a mix of all I own and my 90s sensibilities mm-hmm. and just code.
It didn't, like, your fashion sense didn't go past the 90s.
No.
Didn't evolve.
No.
Yeah.
No, I like these shoulder pads here. Like, it's classic. It's timeless.
It gives you more of, like, a bulky look.
Yeah, it gives me a bulkier look. And I've always been a little self-conscious about, people have seen my body.
Yeah.
Very thin back then.
Yeah. I was going to say, I mean, you were living on either a cat or a piece of bread.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay.
That giant sausage she's chopping up at the beginning of the movie.
Okay, Ozempic. Like, you don't even need Ozempic. Just go in a dungeon.
Just go on a freak diet.
And that's...
A freak regime.
Good old freak regime. Regime. I don't know why that word got tripped
say
up.
Say five times fast. Freak regime.
Freak regime.
Freak regime. That's a name. It's got
to
be a
that
name.
That has to be like, yes, order for freak regime.
Freak regime.
Freak regime. Come freak around regime. The come around
wait,
the van.
Freakazoid.
It's freak regime. Okay. Okay, freak
it's
regime.
It's going to be my new Starbucks name. Freak regime.
Honestly, that I think, and they'd be like, we didn't need that. We knew.
We knew. This guy standing back there
this
just
guy,
looking
we
at his
knew.
Watch.
But then I'll come up and they'll be like, whoa.
Hold on a second. Giorgio?
Is that you? Oh my God. From Castle? Freak? Not freaks?
Freak.
Freak. One of them. Oh, I just have this, there's like this trope that I guess I've been, because we just covered 13 Ghosts.
Okay.
I don't know if you've seen that one. Also about a guy inheriting a house.
Huh. From big subgenre.
Big subgenre. Why aren't people looking into these houses? That's my question. I just don't understand. Yeah. And it's just really upsetting to me that no one's checking these houses or like, hey, where is it coming from? What's the backstory? Mm-hmm. Like, give me the Carfax, but for a house. Is that a thing?
They're like realtor.
Yeah, realtor.com.
Like, or like, there's sites you can see the history.
Jeff
of
Goldblum.
A place. Apartments.com, whatever his thing is.
Yeah.
That should be a thing.
We need somebody to tell us what's happening.
I'd like a horror movie to open with someone doing their due diligence about the house they're inheriting. Literally. And then
being like, I'll still go. And then they end up dying, but it's like, you knew.
Then they can be irate. Then I'm with them on that journey of being irate of I did everything I was supposed to, and there mm-hmm. was still a monster or a demon in my house, mm-hmm. and that was not previously disclosed to me.
Oops.
Oops.
Oopsie doopsie.
These things happen.
Oh, no.
Real estate's crazy. It's quirky.
It's so crazy.
In horror movies.
Oh, no. Was there a scene that you hated filming?
You know, I did hate when I eat the hooker.
Okay.
I'm sorry, sex worker. Sorry, it was in the 90s. Sorry. That was her name on the call sheet. I'm sorry. That was a rough day.
Yeah.
That was a rough day. A lot of corn syrup, a lot of latex, a lot of special effects. We shot it in my old room.
Okay.
A lot of trauma comes up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was a little sensitive about how freaks were going to, in our first major movie, what we were going to be portrayed as. And
totally.
As you pointed out, like, the freak took it quite literally, mm-hmm. eating someone out. And it just, you know, that, it worried me how that would be perceived.
Mm-hmm.
It looks great. And Stuart's obviously got a motif with, you know, Reanimator and Cunnilingus scares and horror things.
Yeah.
So I knew that was going to maybe be in there. But I was worried about how audiences would receive it. How did you receive it? How did you like that?
I mean, I kind of said it in the beginning where I was just like, oh, okay, so you saw it and then you did, and then you did it. You took it too far.
It's a little Amelia Bedelia.
Yes. Yes. Wow. You are the Amelia Bedelia of horror.
Hey, hear that? Clip that. Amelia Bedelia of horror.
Just taking everything as
so literally.
So that's
the
you.
The character just really wants connection. He wants his family. He wants
literally,
his brother.
He just wants to hang out. This could have been Step Brothers. Like, it could have been the original Step Brothers. And it's
it could have been. It would have been cool. I wanted to have more scenes of Jeffrey where it was just about us getting to know each other.
You're playing a card game.
Misunderstandings.
You're drinking together.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He's drinking so much in the movie.
Right? Share some. You also developed a drinking problem.
Yeah.
It went to the family.
I mean, I try to help him in the movie because I take the bottle away from him at that one moment.
You do.
I do. And then later on, I take the sex worker's body away. Mm-hmm. Multiple times I tried to cover up for this guy's.
You're just cleaning up for your brother.
I was trying to.
Wow.
And it would have been fun to have, you know, maybe a little comedic back and forth of, oh no, what do? We got to hide her. Like, stuff like that.
Wow. And he did not appreciate you.
Not at all. No, he kills me. Pushed me off a roof. Not the real one.
Not the real one. No.
But in the movie, but there was no reconciliation.
How did you handle that?
Getting pushed off a roof?
Well, also in story-wise. Like, actually scene-wise and then you being the freak.
Story-wise, at that point, we shot it in chronological order. Okay. So at that point, I was in the given circumstances mm-hmm. of the journey of this freak, the castle freak. Not the cackle, but the character I'm playing. So I was with him, and he's very hurt. He's scared. He's fully animalistic at that point. Yeah. So I let myself get there. I thought about, you know, all my years down there mm-hmm. and just kind of what that does to a guy. And I tried to channel that in that final scene. Mm-hmm. And then practically, it was cool to do wire work.
That's true.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Most of the time I'd actually been pushed off stuff growing up.
You know, it's cool to be like a little bit safe.
Safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little Peter Panny.
Yeah. Flying around. You kind of just like hanging there.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun.
Cool.
Yeah.
Good. I also loved in the movie that, I mean, I talked about it a little bit, but Rebecca, the blind daughter, chasing after the cat. It got me. It made me giggle.
Yeah, the cat.
She's like, come back, cat. And I was like, okay, first of all.
How does
she know where the cat is?
How is she following this cat?
Second of all, her faith that mm-hmm. there's is also a space that you don't know. And I guess that's, oh man.
Walking around a giant castle you're unfamiliar with.
Yeah, it just seemed like
the whim of a cat.
And I was like, what could possibly go wrong?
Everything.
Everything. And everything did.
Everything did. It was that decision.
Yeah.
Also, the father not watching his blind daughter at all. He finds a cat of nine tails mm-hmm. and then a photo album and then just kind of parks her. And he's so invested in the photo album that she just gets on up and just walks away.
Yep.
To explore castle by herself.
I mean, and also she can't. Well, what is she just gonna? I don't know. That was, I was gonna say. I mean, never mind.
What was she gonna do? She was trying to Scooby-Doo her way through her family castle.
Anyways, it is
funny that the first thing Jeffrey does is decide to hit his own wounded hand with the cat of nine tails, mm-hmm. and then be surprised that hurt. It's a funny way. That's a little.
No, but you were. I mean, you were abused with the whips.
Yeah.
So much.
Very Catholic.
Very Catholic. The song S&M by Rihanna, I am assuming that like chains and whips do not excite you. And that's like very triggering.
Yeah. Thank you. I hadn't thought about that all day. Yeah, I try to avoid that.
Yeah, it's a good get that the get, like that song is, you know.
Yeah, I don't like anything in that world.
Two Chainz.
No. Actually, that does.
You preferred him as a Titty Boy because that was his original name. You do because
I do. I'm a big Titty Boy.
Yeah, Titty Boy.
Also, another thing before I forget, it's really funny that when he's doing the scavenger hunt with his blind daughter, that he says we're gonna go find some booty. Because Jeffrey Combs goes and gets some booty. Immediately mm-hmm. after shit goes to hell for him. Mm-hmm. But also before I forget, speak of Chainz.
Yes.
I brought you a movie prop.
Oh my God.
That's one of the last links in the chain of the movie Castle Freak.
I am so honored. This is, oh my God.
It's totally real.
This is amazing. It's heavy. Like it's heavy. It feels heavy.
Yeah.
It's like, dense. You can hear the, hold on, let me, audio ASMR people, hold on. Audio people, hold on. I got that balance. Here we go. Okay, ready? You hear that? That's real.
That's
metal.
That's real Italian iron.
Oh, yeah. Ow.
Ow.
That could be bleeding right now.
Yeah,
oh my God.
Watch out.
I'm going to put that literally right here on my set forever. That's going to be there forever.
Oh, I'm going to look for it.
Oh my God. It's going to be every set right there.
That's your castle freak chain.
That's my. And people will be like, what's that for? I'm like, you don't know?
Pleb. What are you doing on this podcast right now if you don't know what that is?
Big fan. You don't even like horror. Huh. Interesting. Name five horror movies. Go.
Me, right now?
I mean, go ahead if you want to.
Hellraiser, Castle Freak, Barbarian. You have so many horror movies.
I know, behind you. Literally, you can just look at me like...
Midsommar. Big Baby.
Big Baby. Mm-hmm.
Terrifier.
Yes.
Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. Babadook.
He's still going.
Still going. Reanimator.
In general, do you... I mean... Do you watch horror, I'm assuming.
Yeah, because the show we do, we show clips from horror movies, yes. And then the comedians, great cast of improvisers, yes, they did amazing. A comedy based on the clips.
Improv scares me, so the fact that they...
It's very scary.
It is very scary.
Yeah.
And as a I am a recovering improviser.
Well, if you ever relapse, you're welcome to come on the show.
Thank you.
We'd love to have you.
I'd be so honored.
It's scary, it's freaky doing improv, I get it, but that's... I kind of think that's... I try to take that weight off of the performers by opening the show of the interview because this is the scare. This takes all the scare out of the room.
Absolutely.
Open up with this. Nothing scarier than that.
That's true. There is also kind of a stigma between, kind of like with normies and freaks, if you will.
Yeah, sure.
With stand-up and improvisers. So
it's a similar rivalry.
I would say so. Yeah. I would say so. Yeah.
And you're a stand-up, you're a recovering improviser.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We'd love to have you on the pod or on the show.
If I relapse, I'll let
you
know.
If you relapse,
I'll let you know.
Come right over to this freak.
You'll get an Instagram DM.
You're down really bad.
For me in the gutter. Like, put me on the show.
If anyone has anything that has relapse associated with it and their first move is to go into my DMs, that's a dark chapter in their life. I'm not there. I'm not equipped to help anybody.
Can you be my sponsor?
No. I could. I would be.
You seem like you'd be a great sponsor.
I'm available. So.
I'm not doing anything else.
I'm not doing anything else.
Yeah,
I'll pick up the phone.
So obviously you have the show. Do you fill your, how do you fill your days now?
Well, I watch a lot of horror movies because I pull the
because
clips from
okay.
the show. That's been a huge part of my
day. But you live,
day.
You're a physical nomad. How are you watching these horror movies?
All on my phone.
On your phone. Oh,
yeah.
Of course.
No, I mean, that's sack. I feel stupid in Hollywood telling people I watch my movies on a phone.
Yeah.
Everyone hates that.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, IMAX this. Mm-hmm. You have to see it on a real screen, 40 millimeter, 70 millimeter, whatever. But yeah, I watch everything on my phone.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And when you walk down Hollywood Boulevard, people know who you are?
Not everybody.
Okay.
Italians do, foreigners do. Not a lot of domestic people walking around. They're looking at Spider-Man, they're looking at Batman.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll throw them a freebie, and if they think I'm Freddy Krueger or an Evil Dead character, I'll just say, yeah, sure, or Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It is nice. Hollywood Boulevard, I can walk around and not be bothered too much, because most of the time people look like me are trying to bother you.
Correct.
So people they stay clear of me, and they think I'm just there hustling.
Yeah. I mean, you are. You're out here doing what you got to do to survive.
Just trying to be seen.
Yeah.
Trying to be heard.
Trying to be heard.
Trying to make art.
Yeah. Have you thought about going back to the castle?
God, I haven't been back since we wrapped the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. I sold everything I owned, which was nothing. And then I came to L.A. right after that. I thought that was going to be my break.
How did you get here?
Cargo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you sneak in or did you have a ticket?
No, I asked production. I said, I know you don't have the money to put me up in L.A. or fly me out, but if you just put me with the rest of the equipment, if you just put me with the gaffer's stuff at the bottom of the plane,
totally.
I'm fine. They knew I was good for it.
Yeah.
A lot of people say, I'm tough, union that, I'm cool. But they literally knew we can put this guy in a confined space for a long period of time and he's going to be okay. So they did okay that.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're here. Have you explored a lot of L.A.?
Yeah, I've explored a lot of L.A.
Yeah,
it's been close to 20 years now.
Wow.
So I've had my fair share.
Yeah, do you have a favorite spot?
Lyric's my favorite spot.
And that's because
I'm contractually obligated to say that. Yes, Lyric Hyperion.
I can't say anywhere else.
That's my favorite spot. It's where the Castle Freak lives.
It's do you eat all your meals there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have popcorn there.
Okay.
So a lot of times post show, people don't finish that popcorn, eat a lot of popcorn.
Okay. Floor popcorn?
floor and bag, okay. A lot of half bags.
Got it. Okay.
It's like that Costanza Claire thing. Like mm-hmm. a lot of them are just on, they're nestled on top of the garbage can if they're wrapping and no one's paying attention.
Totally.
A lot of that I'll just take for the road. And then you do a couple laps around the block before you figure out where you're, what place has a good basement.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wait till everyone clears out and you go down. So that's my walking around food.
Just a good stroll around the neighborhood.
Good stroll around the neighborhood.
Have the cops been okay with that, or how have they been towards you?
Cops are okay about what they don't catch. So
that's
a system I've been operating under.
And ain't that the truth, kids?
Yeah,
ain't that the truth?
That's why I stay in that neighborhood, because you know it's a nice plausible deniability. Also, because I'm like, I have a show here, guys. Like I'm here for work.
And they're like,
I'm pulling an all nighter. I'm prepping for that show I have a month from now. But that's why I'm here.
Because you have to, like, feel the space, and it's like...
Yeah.
I mean, it is a very L.A. thing to show up to a space a month early and be like, I need to feel the vibes.
Yes.
I need to make sure the vibes are right for a
month.
I need
to let the black box speak to me.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Well, you've answered all my questions.
Yeah.
You've answered everything.
Yeah.
It's been an absolute delight. Is there anything else that you want to cover?
About the movie?
About the movie. I mean.
What was your favorite, like, what the fuck moment we haven't addressed yet? Because there's a lot. I think it's very top heavy.
It is very top heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was impressive. Like, I haven't seen Barbara in anything yet. So, like, that was really cool to see her.
That was the first movie you've seen Barbara Crampton in?
Yeah.
You just took it on good faith that she was an actress?
I was like, I've seen her in like the stuff now, but I haven't seen her
OG.
In her like the
that moment she was of horror.
And I was like, I get it. Okay, Barbara. Okay, babe.
Yeah.
Okay, girl.
How about the fact that she distracts me just by opening up her top? Wild writing.
Right.
Wild motherly instinct. Just take me.
And you were like,
I am a titty freak, so
I like titties. You should change your name.
Titty freak. The slippery slope to 2 Chainz. If I start calling myself titty freak.
You make a shirt and it's just you going like titty freak.
Titty freak. We are starting a merchandise line for Cackle
Freaks.
We are. So
oh my God.
Of our partners at Discount Cemetery.
Discount Cemetery, they're the best.
They are the best. They're the nicest people in the world. They are our sponsors for Cackle Freaks. They give out all the prizes we give out at the end of the show.
Yes. I remember when I went to your Doug Jones show, which was so good.
Thank you.
I forget there was a movie. No, it was what did he want to drink in his movie? And I was like, it's hot chocolate.
That was the answer.
But you call him the different person. And I was like,
here's
the thing. When I know, when it's one of those things, I get like, I'm like, I know the answer, but all of a sudden I get so much adrenaline pumping through me that the rest of the night, I was like shaking. Cause I was like, I know the answer. And I'm about to say, even though I talk in front of people all the time.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm like really scared. Right?
Have you been holding this tension in for like 4 months now? How does it feel? You got it out.
Oh my God. I'm
you
so
knew
tired.
It was hot chocolate.
I'm so tired. It's been tired. Anyways, but someone else.
It's work.
I think they want a chair. And I think I was like.
Oh, yeah, we could give out a chair at that show. I forgot. That was the 1 year show.
That was crazy.
So, we were going out crazy. Crazy ass.
Someone
prizes.
Gets a chair. And I was like, I want a chair.
Yeah. It was a nice chair, too.
It was a really nice chair.
That was
chair.
One of those Sinespia chairs they charge you way too much money for. Yeah.
It's a good one, like the low rider,
yeah,
like beach chairs.
Yeah, like just park your spot on
the
lawn.
Oh my God! I used to have one, and it got covered in spider webs, and I was like, nah,
pass. Not a fan of spiders.
They're not my favorite. I've had several get caught in my hair before.
Caught. So. Me too, by the way.
You have long hair too.
Oh
which
yeah.
I'm like, what's your hair routine?
You just leave, you know, I never shampoo, I never condition, and it just naturally self-regulates.
It's its own ecosystem.
It's its own ecosystem. That's why I've had plenty of spider friends.
Yeah, I was going to say, as soon as you came into the studio, like, my producer and I, like, our eyes kind of, like, tinged a little bit, but it was, like...
Tinged? I've had a lot of reactions to my appearance, but my eyes tinged when I saw you is the first I've heard of that.
Because of the smell.
Because of just this, hey. Sorry about that. Don't have a shower. I have one set of clothes as I've established.
Thank you.
Katie Afraidy in Smell-O-Vision for the Castle Freak episode.
This guy reeks
of talent and comedy. Come see his improv show.
He's got moxie, kids.
Got chutzpah. This freak's got some chutzpah. That's a shirt. This freak's got some chutzpah. That'll play.
That, you know what? That'll sell out. That'll go really well.
That'll go really well. It all stays in because I'm the cackle freak.
Yeah,
right?
So
just as much cackling as possible.
This is what we prefer.
This
yeah,
is
yeah.
rim tone, me cackling. You got to record this after. quiet on the room. We got to get cackles clean, wild lines.
Okay. Is there anything that was cut from the movie that you wish they kept in?
my dick.
Someone say huge.
My huge dick. I wish they had not cut that in the movie. Again, not the real one, but I wish they had not cut that. I was ready to go full frontal.
You've been prepping.
I had prepared for it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was a kick in the dick once they showed up with that prosthetic. And said, because I was already nervous about being naked on set in front of all these people
totally,
I respected.
Totally.
So when they pull up and say, you know, here's another humiliation. It's not that just that you're going to be naked and this hooker is going to, sorry, sex worker is going to interact with you. Yeah. It's that you're also going to have a mangled, cut off penis prosthetic 100%. On. And she's going to kind of react and laugh a little bit and be horrified. And you're going to, then I have to be like apologizing, but I'm nonverbal. And there's a bit of that bippity boppity going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get her on board. And I think Stuart was trying to figure out how is this going to escalate?
Yeah.
I think being that embarrassed in that moment and emaciated and shamed is how it's how I got to that place of eating her boobies off.
Yeah,
was just the freak was so humiliated and trying to impress his brother.
Yeah, totally.
He thought, let me fit in with my older brother, the cool boys.
Yeah,
and let me.
I saw Katie Heron wearing army pants and flip-flops, so I ripped off someone's toes and ate their flip-flops, right?
Yeah, that is the closest comparison I've ever heard. Yeah, it's exactly the same thing. Nailed it.
Crushed it. Oh, man. Holy shit. Well, you're a delight on the show.
Well, you're a delight. You're a delight for having me.
This has been so much fun. As we are slowly wrapping up, though, is there anything else that you want people to know about this movie?
To know about this movie, I just want people to watch this movie.
Yeah,
I don't think it's as well known as other movies in this like Barbara Jeffrey trilogy they made of Stuart Gordon, but I do think it's just a solid, spooky classic horror movie, and it's gross, and yes, it's vulgar, but it is like rock and roll horror, and I think just the more people watch it, the more it's going to have its moment.
Yeah.
So I just want people to give it a shot. I know it's not as shiny or as neon or as gooey as the other movies in this pantheon, but it's a special film, and it clearly inspired a lot of up-and-coming filmmakers like Zach, and I think that, you know, you got to go back to the fundamentals and watch Castle Freak.
Yeah. Well, I love that. So,
Sorry. I was trying to eat that. I was trying to catch that guy.
Okay. There's a fly in here. What the heck? Yeah, if you could, before you leave, if you could grab that fly and eat it, that'd be good.
So, cool. It's going to take me a while. I'm not like a toe. I can't just stick my tongue out. Frog.
Cool. Copy that. Just wanted to.
I will try. I'll do best faith efforts.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Huge. Thank you. So. Would you say in making this movie, were you a Frady or not a Frady?
I was a Frady. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was a Frady. Because when it's your own personal life, too.
Yeah.
It's my first time on camera.
Oh, my God.
They had to explain what a camera was to me.
Yeah, because you don't. Yeah. Wow. And.
Very. It was like Amish.
Yeah.
In the sense of I knew so little about modern technology.
Mm-hmm. Scary. Scary.
It was scary.
You're like, here's a light. Here's a real light instead of wow.
Instead of candlelight or just errant sunlight.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't even think about that part. Oh, my God.
No, it was terrifying. Oh, my God. Yeah. And then they're explaining I think cameras are scary. Like, I arrived at the same conclusion I think other people did. I thought it was going to take my soul when I first saw it. And they took, they filmed the cat in front of me and then they showed it to me. Mm-hmm. It took a little while, but it was scary to act in front of a camera. I think it's always kind of a little scary. But I had a lot of faith in everybody. But I was afraid, especially about freak representation and how we would be perceived as a people. But I think it's aged well.
I think it has, too. I think it's a great, fun movie, and it's also on Tubi.
It's also on Tubi.
And I love Tubi.
Love Tubi. And there's also a Joe Bob Briggs special on Shudder about it, which is fun. Also not asked to be a part of that, but whatever.
What the hell?
Yeah, I'm around. I'm so available. I would like people to know Castle Freak is a great movie. Mm-hmm. It's on Tubi, and I am very available.
Yeah.
Those would be kind of free things.
Now's the time to show where if you want to plug, you can.
Come see Cackle Freaks. Yeah. It's the, for the most part, third Friday of every month at Lyric Hyperion. We will always have a Scream Royalty special guest that I will interview. We'll always have fantastic improvisers doing comedy based on horror movie clips. And then we give out prizes from Discount Cemetery and all of our other friends in the horror community. And we're doing a show of Chrissy Fox on August 21st. And we're going to be at Midsummer Scream with Barry Bostwick from Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yay!
So please come check us out and follow us on Instagram at Cackle Freaks Comedy.
Cackle Freaks Comedy. Please, go follow them. It's such a good show.
Oh, thank you.
Like, genuinely. I wouldn't just say that.
Aw.
But,
She would.
I would. He's got a gun. He's got a gun. It's a freak with a gun.
Freak with a gun. I could spec that.
That's a freak with a
freak
gun.
Freak with a gun.
I feel like
there's hobo with a shotgun, and then there could be freak with a gun.
The fact that has to be a movie. There's
gotta be
freak with a gun. I'm gonna look it up right now. Here we go. Freak with.
Because if there's not, I'm writing it.
Gun. Heaven with a gun. Beast with a gun. Girl with a gun. Angel with a gun, man with a gun, the lady in a car with glasses and a gun.
With glasses and a gun?
Yes.
Wow.
Good guy with a gun. I'm just going to line man with the gun, the lady in the car, baby with a gun, Blossom with gun taming a mafia puppy. What?
Wait, that one.
Baby with a gun too? Come back.
They made a sequel to Baby with a Gun. Castle Freak can't get a sequel, but Baby with a Gun got two movies.
Oh, I think it's a video. It's just like, it's like a... Like, you know how anybody can get, like, an IMDb credit?
Yeah.
I think it's one of those.
Oh, okay.
Man with a gun. There's a lot of man with a gun. It's a bum with a gun. You can't get a man with a gun.
That's the title, You Can't Get a Man with a Gun? Is it a rom-com?
Like, it's a music video.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
I had, like, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days energy with that title.
Mother with a Gun, The Man Behind the Gun.
Mm.
Girl with a Gun. A lot of man with guns.
Not enough freaks of guns.
Wow. Black man with a gun.
Jesus.
Boy with a gun. Jeffrey Harrison, man with a gun. A meeting with a gun. A good guy with a gun.
A meeting with a gun.
Person with a gun. Wizard with a gun. Don Stroud, man with gun. Amazing. This is, wow. Yeah.
So no freak with a gun.
Nope. I read every single one, by the way, just so that.
That was every single one on the list. I started thinking you were going to read every single one. I got the vibe. We're going to go through this whole list.
Yeah, it felt I felt right.
It was good.
It felt right.
It's information. It's power.
And that's so important. It's so important.
Yeah, you got to know what's out there in the marketplace. There's so many movies. You don't want to spend all your time writing a movie that someone already did.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever seen Paul Blart Mall Cop?
I have.
You have? Do you like
it? Yeah, I can't imagine if anyone not seen that movie. Everyone's seen that. Even me. I have seen Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Dude, my brother went 22 years without seeing that movie, and he just watched it for the first time. I know.
That is... Are there no birds in the sky? No color in the trees? Like, what is his life like? What a dull life.
I know. Sad life he lives.
Without Paul Blart Mall... Did he have a... Was he in a coma?
At this rate, he might as well have been. You know?
Did he like it?
He laughed once.
Hey.
That's huge.
One more time than he would have laughed otherwise.
Right? I was like, wow.
Was it a hearty laugh? Was it a cackle?
I think it was like a laugh like derogatory.
Derogatory. It was at the expense of the comedy that was being attempted.
Yeah, you're like, okay. It's definitely like a make fun of laugh. Not like a bullying type of laugh.
The mean-spirited laugh.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It was in a happy one.
Man.
Yeah.
Well, you can't win them all.
Nick, you really can't, but you know.
Well, I'm glad he's seen it.
Me too. It was.
Imagine going to the pearly gates and St. Peter looks at you and says, "You've not seen Paul Blart Mall Cop.
Get back down there.
Get down.
You have work to do.
Your work is not yet done. You get sent back down like Gandalf. Like your task is not yet done. You need to watch Paul Blart Mall Cop right now. And then you die the minute you watch Paul Blart Mall Cop. 7 days later.
The moment it ends.
That's a horror movie.
Wow.
The Ring meets a Paul Blart VHS.
You just keep seeing segues.
I see so many segues.
So many segues. Oh, my God. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Course.
This is so delightful.
And thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz. Katie Frady on all social media platforms. We also have a Patreon you can join for extended cuts. Also, if you want to just support the pod, that's where you can do that there. That'd be super cool. Because it's all just me. Thank you. And Amber. Thank you, Amber. And Keita. Thank you, Keita. Keita. I don't know what Keita is. He's not dead. He's here. Okay. Keita. He's
all right. Keita, so he saw Paul Blart. He moved on.
He's here. Yeah. He's transcended. He's martyrdomed or whatever the what a
martyred over Paul Blart. Inshallah, buddy.
So after after every movie, we like to give advice, good or bad.
Yeah.
Regarding the movie, like inspired by the movie, we think of it right on the spot. So I guess my advice, and you can jump in whenever.
Sure.
My advice to you guys would be if you're going to buy a house, make sure to check the basement.
I think that's solid advice.
Because you might make a friend. Hi.
You might find family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. That's beautiful. Well, thank you again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. And thanks, guys, for tuning in. We will see you next time. Stay afraidy.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com, or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And, of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. Katie Afraidy, 25 for 25% off.
Reanimators Jeffrey Combs and Barbara Crampton.